everyone. Welcome to day 20. Day 20. I know, right? This is the podcast where we count down to Christmas with you.
Yeah!
So here we go. Are you ready? This is the Daily Santa Podcast. We're going to start. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Daily Santa Podcast, everyone. This is day 20. This is the daily podcast where we count down to Christmas one episode at a time. For the latest information or to find out more about us, head over to dailysantapodcast.com. That's dailysantapodcast.com. Today we are going to be talking about giving to others. At Christmas we get excited about all the great toys and presents that we might get. What if we were just as excited for the gifts that we gave? What if we had a gift that only we could give? Are you curious? Stay tuned. Thanks for being here. Hey, producer Dave, glad to see you. Are you excited? We are on day 20 already.
Hey, Twinkle. Great to be here. Excited for another day. Let's get this going. Let's start with the news. Why not? Let's start with the news right off the top.
Okay. Yes, a news update seems like a great place to start today. Great news, Kendall is back, and our thanks to Carla for sitting in yesterday on day 19. Carla did a great job hosting the news for us. Kendall, welcome back. Great to see you.
And now, the Daily Santa Podcast presents.
Yeah!
The Santa Daily News. Daily updates from the North Pole.
Welcome to the Santa Daily News on the Daily Santa Podcast. My name is Kendall. Thanks for joining us today. In the news, Open Door North Pole is a fun and interesting event that runs this Saturday. Local businesses, landmarks and locations that are not always open to the elf public will be open from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Visit places around the North Pole that you may never have been before. Like Santa's childhood home, the North Police Emergency Services, historical locations and more. You have the opportunity to visit unique sites around our area. This event will give you access to see and do more this weekend. Get out there and explore.
Yeah!
In other news, a group of local families are giving residents the opportunity to drive by and see their special Christmas light display every evening leading up to Christmas. Enjoy hot chocolate, candy cane cookies and caroling. Give yourself a break from all of your Christmas preparations and join us for all the fun. Let's check the forecast, to the weather guy.
Yes, Kendall, we have a cold air mass coming towards North Pole, and it's going to give us more snow. So, we got more snow in the forecast. Thank you.
Thanks, weather guy. One thing you are, is consistent. Chris Moore of Spokane, Washington, made a snowman that is almost 20 feet or more than 6 meters tall. Last year, the family snowman was just 8 feet, but Moore figured this year, bigger was definitely better. He spent 60 to 70 hours packing snow and shaping the massive beast, which has carrot nose, top hat, and coal eyes as tradition requires. He used water and food coloring to change the color of the snow in some spots. Although he knows his tribute to Frosty will one day melt away, he is holding out hope for a little magic. I'm hoping he just comes to life and walks into the cold country, Moore said. What a great way to give back to your family and community. A smile is a great thing to give this year. Thanks for listening to the Santa Daily News on the Daily Santa Podcast.
I have a Christmas poem to share with all of you today. It is called The Funniest Face. This is how it goes. The funniest face looked out at me from a silver ball on the Christmas tree. At first I thought it was Santa's elf, but I looked again and it was just myself.
Hey everyone, it's your favorite elf, Sophie. I'm here. Yeah, it's day 20. 20? Whoa, we got like 5 days left.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Wow, Christmas is coming, everyone. Here we go. Yay!
Carla, do you have a holiday fact for us today?
Hi everyone, this is Carla with more holiday facts. Our dear Jewish friends are right now celebrating Hanukkah. What is Hanukkah? Hanukkah is the Jewish festival of lights. The word Hanukkah means dedication. It is celebrated around the world today. But the inspiration for the holiday dates back thousands of years in what is today the country of Israel. Usually, Hanukkah starts in late November to mid-December. In 2022, Hanukkah starts the evening of December 18th and ends on December 26th. To celebrate the ancient miracle of the oil burning a candle for 8 nights, Jews celebrating Hanukkah light a candle holder called a menorah for 8 nights. The menorah holds 9 candles, one for each night plus a candle called the shamash used to light the other candles. On the first night, 1 candle is added to the menorah and lit. On the second night, another candle is added and lit. The adding and lighting of candles continues for 8 nights. During these moments, people recite special blessings and prayers, sing songs, and exchange gifts to celebrate the miracle in the temple more than 2,000 years ago. The Jewish people celebrate this very important time of the year, and we want to wish all of our Jewish friends around the world Hanukkah Sameach. Happy Hanukkah!
Thanks, Carla, and yes, happy Hanukkah! To all of our Jewish friends, we hope that you continue in peace and enjoy your time together with family this season. Noel, our letter carrier, was by earlier today with more mail. What is in the mailbag today, Carla?
Our letter today comes to us from Philip in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Philip writes, "Hello everyone from the East Coast of Canada. We are really enjoying the Daily Santa podcast. We were wondering what happens after Christmas. Will there still be a podcast for our family to enjoy in January, February, and beyond? Would love to hear your plans for the future. Happy holidays, safe travels Santa, and short hello to Selfie." Signed, Philip.
I can answer that question, Carla. We met as a team yesterday and we are looking at having at least 1 podcast episode per month over the entire year leading up to next year's Christmas countdown. We are looking at doing a Christmas in July special. Big plans are in the works for that. We love creating this podcast for all of you that continue to listen and those that support the show. So yes, we will be continuing beyond December 25th. This is big news for us. Thanks for your question. Producer Dave, you had mentioned in our pre-show meeting that we have another voice message today from a listener. Can you fill us in with more?
Yeah, Twinkle, we got another voice message. It's great to see when people call in and leave us a message. It's great. You can do that on the website, DailySantaPodcast.com. But here's the message, and I think it's from Bob in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada.
Sounds great. Let's share the message. Awesome.
Okay, here we go.
Hey everyone. Bob here in our nation's capital, Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. Great show, guys. Really enjoy listening to every episode of the Daily Santa podcast. I just wanted to mention to your listeners that at this time of the year, many families are in need of clothes, food, and presents for their kids. My challenge to everyone listening is to go through their stuff and find some gently or never used clothes, games, toys, whatever, and consider donating them to your local charity. It can be through your church, mosque, community group. Let's give back more than we get this year. Thanks, everyone. Have a Merry Give Moss.
Thanks, Bob. Merry Give Moss. What a great way of looking at this holiday. I know that I have a bunch of clothes, some of them I have never worn, I'm sure. It is the perfect time to give to others that need something that I have and they could use. Our Daily Santa podcast challenge today is to find something that you can donate to another person this year.
Twinkle, do you have a topic for today? Because I learned so much.
Today we look at giving to others. Being a giving person is very special. Christmas can be a time of great excitement and mystery. We can't wait to see the gifts piled around the tree. We enjoy giving and receiving gifts. But, what if there was a gift that did not come wrapped in a box with shiny Christmas wrapping paper, no bow, and it didn't rattle around in the box when you shook it?
No wrapping paper?
Giving first before getting isn't always easiest to understand when we are young. When we give, we focus on others. Today we are going to look at 4 ways that we can continue to be generous throughout the year. 1. The joy of giving. Can you be just as happy giving a gift this year as you are receiving one? When we find joy in giving, we unlock joy in our lives. Giving to others is not just a one-day Christmas event, it can be every day, too. Share your talents. Giving doesn't always require money, a store or a purchase. You can give something that nobody else can give. You are unique and special. What is one thing you are awesome at doing? Play the piano. Write a poem. Be creative, because giving does not always cost money. 3. Generous with time. We love to do what we love to do. When we put away the things that we want to do, like our phones, tablets, and gaming, we create time for others. Time is valuable because they don't make more of it. Who can you give more of your time to? 4. Generous with kindness. Be generous and kind with your words. Your words can make people strong or weak. Give back to others by building them up and making others around you important. Let's give our best this year, even if it does not come from a store.
That was a great episode of the Daily Santa Podcast, day 20. Wow. We got like 5 days left, everyone. Everyone hold up 5 fingers. 5 days left. Wow. I'm looking at my hand going, I got some shopping to do. Don't forget to give back. Thank you for a great episode, everyone. See you tomorrow for day 21 of the Daily Santa Podcast.
Thanks for being a part of day 20 here on the Daily Santa Podcast. We will be here tomorrow for day 21, and we hope that you will be back right here with us. For more on our podcast and to connect with us anytime, head over to dailysantapodcast.com. You will find links to the things we talk about, our YouTube podcast playlist, options on where to hear the show on the go, a link to our Spotify Christmas playlist, and more about all of our other great podcasts that are available. Bye for now.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're thinking. Is there any bloopers? Yeah, a couple. Here you go. See you tomorrow for day 21. Bye, guys. Okay, guys, that was a... Okay, guys, that was...
I think Producer Dave needs to drink a water. I think it has. I can't believe it's already day 20, everyone. Where has the time gone? Wow. I wonder if I make a mistake after we're done recording the podcast, if I'll hear this out. Every time I make a mistake like this. I think I have to figure out how to get that sound to come with me. All right. Bye, everybody.
Merry Christmas.